And then you take risk with the leftover money. But even if you lose your stock market money, you'll always have your income money. So we need to separate the two monies out as we get close to retirement. So let's do the same thing in the financial world. And it's a lot simpler than you think, folks, when you get a qualified team together working for you. Focus on what really matters in your retirement, and that's income. The next 10 people will do that at no cost or obligation.
Call 888-702-6932 or just text VEGAS to 600-700. 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got a full boat for you today. Lots going on, lots to talk about. We still don't know when there will be a vote on the president's infrastructure package, the human infrastructure, $3.5 trillion and the $1.2 trillion stuff. We don't know when the votes will be, but we're going to keep you apprised of it. In fact, a little bit later on, Congressman Mark Amaday will join us. He'll join us from our nation's capital. He is representing Nevada's second congressional district. Now, I know you're saying it's Friday. Isn't there something missing from the show today? And the answer is, not anymore. Here we go, folks. The Friday song.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the best day of the week. We celebrate with you. Coming up, they're going to be protesting down on the Strip on Sunday night. The president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice, Brandon Burns, will join us to explain what they are going to do and when they're going to do it and what it's all about. It's about your choice. Mask mandates, vaccine mandates, losing your job, things like that. Well, we'll be talking about that. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams at the moment, they're cleaning up that crash there, 15 southbound at Sahara there on the right side. Also, heavy volumes on the southern beltway right now. Yeah, 215 westbound at Gibson, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. 215 eastbound at St. Rose, very, very sluggish as people are working their way through that area. You're bumper to bumper, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Also, in the resort corridor of Interstate 15, it's Friday afternoon, and you know what that means. Very, very sluggish. You're averaging about 30 to 35 miles per hour there. Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset. And lane restrictions causing delays there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at the 15.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. COVID-19 impacting the Las Vegas Aviators. Their game at Reno yesterday canceled due to COVID-19 contact tracing. they are going to try to play the game coming up tonight. Raiders football, they play Monday night against the Chargers in Los Angeles. The expectation is that Raiders fans are going to vastly outnumber Chargers fans at the game. Running back Josh Jacobs has returned to practice. However, head coach John Gruden refers to him as very questionable on whether or not he might be able to play on Monday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Syntec is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is a premium full synthetic motor oil option at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a MicroGuard Select filter for just $31.99. Syntec is formulated for today's engines to minimize friction, heat, and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. A lot of people really PO'd about mask mandates, vaccine mandates, people losing their jobs down on the strip if they don't pony up and get a jab. But people are starting to fight back. And a guy that's leading that fight, Brandon Burns, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. And Brandon, good to have you on the show. Tell me, tell me where this anger is coming from. Is it all about the mandates, the vaccine, the mask mandates? Where is this coming from, or is this just an anti-government thing that's going on?
To be honest with you, I think it really comes down to not so much anti-government as people are tired of having somebody else's will or their own fears inflicted upon them. And people are very upset that people can no longer have their personal freedom of choice. People are losing their jobs. People have questions about the vaccine. We definitely see that there are adverse effects. Not everybody's having an adverse effect, but there are adverse effects. And people have questions. There's no long-term proof of this vaccination. And people just are tired of this. You know, it was started with just 2 weeks, but here we are 2 years later and still nothing has changed. And it's very obvious that this has become about control. And people are fed up and they've had enough.
What are you doing Sunday?
So Sunday, October 3rd on the Las Vegas Strip from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we are doing a peaceful gathering, a protest rally, if you will. We are going to be showing force with about 10 to 20,000 Americans out there to help give more courage to Americans to wake up and stand up and let people know that they're not alone and to start fighting back.
What is it you want government to do? To just stop or to adjust?
What I want the government to stop doing is forcing the mandates and basically threatening businesses to fine them or shut them down by having their will of life inflicted on us. We just need to be able to have our own freedom of choice. At the end of the day, I really started thinking about what freedom is, and freedom at its core definition is the power, right, or the will to act or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint, especially when it comes to our own health. And people want to be able to make their own decisions. You know, it's wrong that people's fears and wills are trying to be inflicted on people who do not want to get the shot.
What do you say to the critics that say what you're doing is political, it's not based on science, the science would dictate that we have mandates both for the vaccine and the mask? How would you answer the critics that way?
It doesn't matter if it's about science. It's about personal human freedom of choice. The whole point of being a human and being alive is about being free to make your own decision, plain and simple. People are trying to come in and saying what's best for humans is for people to get the shot, and it's not. What's best for humans is allowing people to make their own choice as long as they're not forcing their will on others and they're not hurting other people, and that's really what it comes down to. We got to be able to have our own choice.
Where can folks find out more about what is going to be going on Sunday night down on the Strip?
Of course, so the first thing they can do is they can follow me on Instagram, which is Brandon Burns LV. And they can also follow me on the Las Vegas group that I've made, which is Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. I do have a link. The bio is lnk.bio/freedomofchoicelv. So people can find all the information about the rallies that we're doing, how to fund the cause, website information, and stuff like that.
Brandon, very good. Good luck. I hope the weather holds up. It looks like it's going to, and you should have a great night Sunday night. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Brandon Burns, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's football season, and guess what else? It's insurance season. Now it's time to call Patrick at Pro Insurance. If you're on Obamacare, uninsured, or on Cobra Care, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and your family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's proweinsurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Following up on our conversation with Brandon Burns, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice, having a big rally down on the Strip on Sunday night from 7 till 9. And it's going to be interesting to see how that develops, how many folks they have actually come out. Some of their previous rallies, they've had hundreds of folks out there. It's not huge yet, but it is, you know, as more awareness comes about, we'll obviously have bigger crowds. I think people are ready to fight back. I really honestly do. I honestly believe that. Now, on the other side of this, you have Dr. Vivek Murthy, who's the Surgeon General. For instance, the child vaccine is one that is close to being ready for ages 5 to 11, ages 12 to 16 and 17 and up. Are already spoken for. But it's going to be interesting to see. And for Dr. Murthy, who's the Surgeon General, this search for a child vaccine, this is cut three. It is very personal to him.
One of the many reasons that I'm hopeful about the future of our pandemic response is that vaccines for children under 12 are now on the horizon. I want to start by sharing why I'm personally invested in this process. My wife and I have two children under 12. And like all parents, we want them to be healthy and safe. We've spent a lot of time during the pandemic considering how best to protect them. Now, they recently started school, and we are so grateful that they have the chance to learn in person and enjoy social time with their peers. We are especially grateful to their school for following the CDC guidelines for schools and for using universal masking, regular testing, and improved ventilation to reduce the risk to our kids and all children in the school. But knowing that our kids are unvaccinated, their safety is still always on our mind. And more broadly, I know that COVID has been a source of stress and worry for all those with children in their lives, because we want them to be protected from COVID. A vaccine could make a big difference for the health of our kids and for the peace of mind of parents everywhere. So let's talk about our path forward when it comes to vaccinating our children, from the dosage selection to the clinical trials to the rigorous review process. I want to note that the foundation of this entire process is safety. The safety of our nation's children is our highest value and our greatest responsibility. It dictates everything else in the process, and that starts with the dosage. Now, vaccines for children come at different dosages because children aren't just tiny adults. They're growing and developing in countless ways. So the dosage is carefully considered and selected for its optimal safety and immune response in children. Our guiding principle of safety also warrants conducting separate clinical trials for children. We want to be sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the evidence indicates a strong safety profile and strong immune response in children. That's why it matters that thousands of kids are enrolled in each trial and that they are carefully monitored for at least 2 full months after they receive their second dose. When there are sufficient data from those clinical trials, the vaccine developers submit their data and a formal request to the FDA, which then conducts a thorough independent evaluation. If the FDA grants the vaccine an emergency use authorization, or EUA, then the vaccine can be administered. But we have one more important layer of review. If the FDA grants the authorization, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices then meets to conduct their own review on specific clinical recommendations for healthcare providers. As you can see, this is an involved process. It's conducted by some of the most distinguished experts on vaccines, and the data and advisory committee proceedings are public for maximum transparency. So where are we right now? Well, at the moment, the vaccine furthest along in this process for children is the Pfizer vaccine. They had more than 2,000 children enrolled in their clinical trial, and the company has reported that they have seen promising results. Now, the FDA has released a statement saying that once they receive a formal request for authorization from Pfizer, they are prepared to complete a thorough independent review as quickly as possible, likely in a matter of weeks rather than months.
That's Dr. Vivek Murthy. He is the Surgeon General, and to him, this thing is personal, and I understand it. He's got kids in that 5 to 11 age range, and so this is something that directly impacts him and his family, and I get that. One of the things that I think people, and even talking with Brandon Burns, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice, This is about choice. This isn't about the science. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
The topic just before the guest you had, and when you made the statement, you don't think we know when they're going to vote. I think I do, and I hope I'm wrong, but Congress has been doing this since I started getting into Rush way back in 87, maybe 89, whenever he started. And that's Irwin Schiff, when he came out with his book, The Federal Mafia, the entire Congress convened that night at 2 o'clock in the morning D.C. time. No reporters, no anything. I think that's what they, it's Friday night, sometime between now and maybe before 7 o'clock a.m. Monday morning, there will be a magical vote. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Mitch McConnell's holding his guns right now, but we'll see. I want to be wrong. You have a good weekend. The money's coming in very heavy on the Rams. They went from 3 to 4.5.
There
have
you
a
go.
Good weekend, buddy.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. I don't disagree with him either. That's the way that that the Democrats like to do things. Under cover of darkness, nobody knows what's in the bill. As Nancy Pelosi so famously said, you know, we have to pass the bill to see what's in it. And that may end up being what this is. We won't know what the top line is. There are people that are so dug in on this $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill that I don't think on the other side, the progressives, they're not going to do the $1.2 trillion deal until they have a deal on the $3.5 trillion deal, and that's not the way it's going to work. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. When we come back, we'll take you to Capitol Hill and the challenge ahead for Nancy Pelosi. This is not going to be an easy lift for her over the course of the next few hours. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still trying to figure out when there's going to be a vote on this either the $1.2 trillion deal, the infrastructure deal, or the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. The one thing we do know is that this is going to be maybe the toughest test ever for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Ryan Nobles is a CNN Capitol Hill correspondent, and this is cut number four. He talked this morning about the challenge ahead for Nancy Pelosi. Here it is.
What the House Speaker is attempting to do is remind this caucus that they have a lot more in common than they have in areas of disagreement. And that, by and large, when you talk to Democrats, they agree that they want to see both that bipartisan infrastructure package passed and also some form of reconciliation. So the problem right now is finding areas of common ground on that big reconciliation piece. And that has a lot more to do than just the top line number. Obviously, progressives want to spend as much as $3.5 trillion. We saw Joe Manchin lay down a marker of $1.5. Of course, he laid down that marker with you a couple of weeks ago, Dana, but he made it clear yesterday. So right now we are seeing a lot of back and forth about finding middle ground there. And then specifically within that amount of money, what programs they determine to be the high priority. Dana, they want another vote today. They still have a long way to go. I think we should still be very skeptical that we could see that happen today.
Ryan Nobles, CNN Capitol Hill correspondent, on the challenge ahead for Nancy Pelosi. And it's not going to be easy. And in fact, I've been monitoring Fox News and Newsmax and CNN. And everybody, I think, is of one mind that this thing probably will not happen today, and it may not happen this weekend. And in fact, the president